An unusual apology has taken place in Afghanistan. The top U.S. Special Operations Commander in the country made a personal visit to the village home of some civilians who were killed by American forces. Vice Admiral William McRaven arrived with two sheep to offer to the family to make amends for the accidental killing of a man's two sons, his two daughters, and one grandchild. The head of the family reportedly accepted his apology. It seems the U.S. military is increasingly focusing on getting into the tone of their contacts with local Afghans. We're joined now by Dr. Thomas Connell. He's the president of a firm that provides cross-cultural training to the U.S. military, and I hear that he's known as Dr. Culture. He joins us now from Florida. So, doctor, explain to me about this offering of sheep, how it would have been viewed by the family, since clearly in the United States, two sheep are no compensation for losing two sons, two daughters, and a grandchild.
Well, certainly. Good morning, Celeste. No, actually, it's very difficult for Westerners, and particularly Americans, to kind of grasp this concept and shift gears to move to this kind of level of understanding. It doesn't mean that you agree with it, but you know, understanding it is critical in this case, and understanding the context in which this all takes place is the first step. And I think McRaven just really showed just how remarkable today's military has become in regards to cultural competency in some of these far-flung regions like we find in Afghanistan.
Well, tell me a little bit about that, because you've written about the fact that you wish people would stop using the term cultural sensitivity.
Sure. Yeah, sensitivity is just another word for a concept where you would just tolerate a behavior until you just can't tolerate it anymore. That was a well-intentioned phrase years ago, but now it's almost laughable. It's like sensitivity kind of equates to singing Kumbaya and having a group hug at the end of the training day. What we do and what we are most interested in training is cultural competency. And that involves many, many different things, but certainly involves understanding why the culture behaves, acts, and thinks the way it does. And when you can do that, then, as we call it, cultural judo, then you're able to use the movements and the dynamics of the culture to your advantage. And it's not only for the military. People in international business are just doing backflips over this. So once you understand why, then you can understand the what.
Well, Dr. Connell, that requires a pretty deep understanding of the culture in which you're operating. Some people have said that I saw one criticism that it could have been offensive to hand sheep over to this man in the local Afghan village. And another person said that this could be viewed as not an apology, but a surrender on the part of the U.S. forces, that they're giving up the U.S. mission in that village.
Well, no, that they're wrong in both cases. That this was a gesture of atonement and deep personal connection to the older person of the village. It was a remarkable, remarkable occurrence. It was excellent. It was excellent. He did everything right.
Wow, I haven't heard that very much lately in reference to the mission in Afghanistan. Dr. Thomas Connell, a.k.a. Dr. Culture. He's president of the firm that teaches U.S. troops cultural competency. He joined us from West Palm Beach, Florida.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.